This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
There's no stage. There's no door. But we called it stage door anyway.
It's time for the island's best events guide. Brought to you in association with whatsonwhite.com.
It's the island's best events guide, Graham.
Yes.
That's what it said.
Does it?
Yeah, and here on Vectis Radio, it also says, we are here to inform, entertain and inspire. So are you ready for this?
Shall we do it then?
So let's not mess about today.
Okay.
Inform, entertain and inspire.
Okay.
Okay, so with that in mind,
yeah,
I wanted to challenge you to modernise the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
It can be more than 10. In fact, looking at you, I think we're talking about 40. So, yeah.
More than that.
So, if we were to update the commandments,
yeah,
what sort of stuff would you be putting down in the Bible?
Well, I'd, forget all that thou shalt not steal and, that sort of stuff. Because I think that's kind of like, that's, we should know that.
It's obvious, isn't
it? Yeah, it's obvious, Yeah. And that should be the sort of thing that, you teach your kids and parents teach kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What we need to do is teach, bring it up to date with some, the unwritten rules, thou shalt not take chips off someone else's plate. There's nothing more annoying, is there, when someone takes a chip off your plate.
That's true, though.
It really is true.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbour's chips.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, that's number one.
Yeah.
Right, okay, yeah.
Okay.
I see where you're going. I'm not sure I agree, but...
Thou shalt check the origin and truth in a post before sharing it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Fake news.
Yeah.
Oh, awful. Very topical stuff.
Yeah.
I like it.
You've got to bring it up today.
I like it.
You got any?
I've got one, yeah. I did a bit of a search to see what younger people were saying, and I found a group of students in America who were asked to update the commandments. And some of them were just... rubbish, but I picked out one or two. Don't snog the wrong person.
Blimey. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you do, don't sell your story to Hello Magazine.
Yeah.
So that's the first one. So we're at that sort of level.
Okay.
But another one, more meaningful.
Yeah.
Don't build nuclear power stations next to garden centres. Where's that happened, I don't know. But I think it's symbolic, isn't it?
Okay, yeah.
So I'll go with that. But one of mine is, don't tell people, I'm feeling quite bitter, so I apologise in advance. Don't tell people to buy diesel cars, then tell them that they're harmful to the environment and that you're going to scrap them or make you pay more for your fuel.
Yes.
Because I fell for that a few years ago, got a diesel car, and suddenly it's like, oh, boo. It's like being a smoker, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's got a diesel car, look. He's killing us. Yeah. And even in some cities, they're going to ban them completely, aren't they?
Yeah.
And make you pay more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
It is. Go on, you're over to you.
Okay.
We've got about six so far.
All right. Thou shalt not use dark... Thou shalt only use dark chocolate for cooking.
No, I'm not having that. I like me Cadbury's Bourneville.
In a hot chocolate or, in a drink or on a cake or something
lovely.
Like that.
A little
but on
snap
its own.
Crisp
God,
square
no.
of... Oh, lovely.
Oh, no.
I love it.
All right.
Would you not like after 8 minutes either?
I can cope with that because the fondant, because the mint fondant in the bit, I can just about cope with it, but just dark chocolate, like a bit like a bar of Bourneville.
Okay.
No, it's just for cooking with and nothing else.
Not even after 8 minutes then? No, you see.
No, it can go with other things, but as a piece of chocolate, it should be, because technically then it's been used for cooking because they've melted it to go around that minty fondant.
Yeah, well.
Centre. Which,
oh, all right.
Now I'm thinking about it, I'm going to have to buy a box of After Eights on the way home.
Yeah, but it's only 3:15.
I know, going to have to wait a bit. How about thou shalt not use BuzzFeed as your main news source.
That's a good one. Yeah.
You know when you're looking at a web page and you get sort of like related stories at the bottom? And I've noticed what's popping up is it says, it'll say things like, woman in Sandown amazed by new eye surgery, techniques or something like that. And you go, really?
Yeah.
And I've fallen for it a couple of times. Inventor, wins the global world lottery and is the, richer than anybody else. And you go, I didn't hear that in the county press, did
I? No. Yeah, so, all right, that's good.
Clicking on those sorts of things.
Yeah, getting a bit more parochial now.
Yeah.
always change the toilet paper if it runs out during one of your sittings. So many people don't.
Sittings. How about?
Come on.
Oh God!
Come
How
on.
About? Thou should be banned from having a mobile phone if thou insists. Oh, I love the word, but thou into everything now. Yeah. If thou insists on having an annoying ringtone.
Oh yeah, that's true. I'll go with that.
Yeah.
What's your ringtone, bro?
I've just changed it actually from something really annoying to something even more annoying. Oh, so okay. I should be banned from having a mobile phone.
Yeah. what about? Here's another one. Always empty the pedal bin when it's full. Don't leave it to the next person. Oh. We have this battle at home, you know. She's not listening, probably. I'm in trouble.
Recording this bit for her.
Because it's like, you keep pressing the stuff down in the pedal bin, don't you? So you can get another bit in. And then it's like, it's got the density of the planet Pluto. And you try and lift that bag out of the pedal bin.
Yeah.
Oh, without. Nightmare. It rips. I know, it's just not on.
Do you know what I've done to get around that now?
What?
We've just had a new kitchen. I thought, right, get rid of the old rubbishy.
Get a nice new pedal bin.
Yeah. Get rid of the old plastic one, get this nice new one with all the different compartments, because, we've been recycling. Yeah. Even though it still goes in the same compartment in the dustbin lorry, right?
Yeah.
I've been, separating it and so I've had to go out and invest in a can crusher because it was the only thing that would make my children crush their cans and bottles before putting them in, because when you've got that separate compartment for your recycling bits, cans, empty water bottles, all that sort of stuff, and I was thinking, if they just got crushed down a bit, so maybe that's a
could be a thing.
Thou shall crush thy cans.
Well, I would put that in my commandments. I think.
Yeah, I've got one.
Go on.
Thou shalt always leave a minute's buffer in a time sensitive task, because if it wasn't for the last minute, nothing would get done.
Very good. I like that.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Yeah.
I'll leave it to the last minute.
Yeah. Well, we've only got a minute to go. Let's get it. Come on. Let's get it going. And
I've got one. Always be honest, even when playing football. How about that?
Yes.
Yeah, so many cheats now, aren't there, in the game, don't you think?
Do you find yourself comparing them to rugby players?
Yeah,
and going, always. Oh, well, a rugby player had got up by now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, be honest. And talk about fake news, football transfers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How much fake news can one person take? Like, every day, there's these fake stories coming in, like Manchester United are going to buy Real Madrid or all their players. Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
They just make it up. Shouldn't be allowed.
It was as if people were placing bets in the betting shops and trying to get some money out of it.
Oh, no, surely not.
You know, the cynic in me might think like that, but of course I'm not a cynic.
One more. One more. And then
one more.
We'll do his
okay. Bench. Thou shalt smile while shopping in a supermarket.
Oh, well,
it's
yeah.
not that dreary.
You're
it's
getting
not
bitter
that hard.
Now, Graham. You're bitter, aren't you?
I get around smiling at everybody, even when they hit me with the trolleys.
I know.
Even when they get in the way. Even when they stop right in front of you.
Maybe they do it because you're always smiling and it's really irritating people. Yeah.
See that bloke that's always smiling? I'm going to get him.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be it. So stop smiling, be miserable like everybody else, and you won't get hit by trolleys. Graham, could you give us the events listing? Or go on, have you got one more that you burst into read
I've
out?
I've got one more. Oh, it was Thou Shalt Play. Thou Shalt Say Please, Thank You, and Excuse Me. It was kind of like I was going off on a tangent with the supermarket thing then.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because more often than not, even the please and thank yous, I can sort of like, you know, I can push those to one side, but it's the excuse me's that people need to. We tend to have forgotten that word now.
That's a nice way
to end
it.
We just stand and glare at somebody that's in your way.
Yeah, because that's serious, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a very intolerant world, isn't it?
Yeah. Especially when you're standing there trying to ogle
please,
the chocolate.
Graham, will you shut up and get it with the events listing? Thank you.
Okay, well. On tonight at Key Arts, there's Jazz Jam, if you fancy going along to that. I think that's free. On Wednesday, is Wednesday the 12th? July the 12th, anyway. The Busquitos.
It is the 12th.
At Key Arts. There's also an open mic night at the first floor in Newport. The following day, on the 13th, there's a curry and quiz night at Key Arts. And this weekend, it's Rhythm Tree Festival.
Of course.
Yeah, wasn't that an Ian Jury song? Hit me with your rhythm tree. Hit me.
It wasn't a tree.
Okay. And also at the weekend, the Garden Craft Fair 2017 over in Bembridge. I think that's a Saturday and Sunday affair. And of course, Isle of Wight Pride.
Yes, on Saturday, 15th.
15th,
I believe.
Yeah. And if you don't, if you fancy something a bit more foodie, then South Sea have got a South Sea Food Festival over the water.
Oh, really?
On July the 15th. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so,
all right.
And on Sunday, Barton Manor have got an open garden. There's also the White Link Ride Slide.
Oh, of course,
July
16th. Oh, that's quite a big event, isn't it?
So, yeah.
I think you and me should go down that.
Apparently, yeah, we should be like the big stars, though.
I think
I think we ought to have that kind of status. I
mean, we've been an anthem playing as we get to the top of the steps,
yeah,
don't we?
A bit like Rocky.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, with our big dressing gowns and our names on the sticks on the back.
Can you go down first, though?
Just to test the water for you.
Yeah, yeah. I promise I'll be right behind you.
Yeah. We've also got, on August, this is a plug for later on August the 12th, which I think is a Saturday, Monday the 14th, Tuesday the 15th, and Wednesday the 16th. Funny Money by Ray Cooney at Shanklin Theatre. It's starring some bloke with exactly the same name as you, Kevin. And he's also a Kevin Wilson, and apparently he's very good.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So you'll have to look him up and find out who he is.
Yeah. I'll go and see that.
So Funny Money is Henry Perkins accidentally picks up a wrong briefcase full of money. He assumes it's illicit cash and decides to keep it. Knowing that the former owner must have his briefcase, he rushes home to book one-way fares to Barcelona. The doorbell rings. The police thinks Henry was soliciting in the men's room of the local pub. Actually, he was sitting in the loo counting the cash. The doorbell rings again. Another detective arrives thinking Henry is dead. A man with a bullet hole in his head and Henry's briefcase are found in the Thames. Henry's attempts to extricate himself from this impossible situation lead to increasingly hysterical situations.
That sounds about right.
I think I've given the whole plot away now. But go and see it anyway.
Yeah.
Around the theatres, Shanklin Theatre coming up, you got Best of the West End, Swaddy Waddy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Spotlight, Isle of Wight presents Schools Out, some more of the Best of the West End. Joe Pasquale.
Yep.
Is back in town this month. And One Night of Elvis with Lee Memphis King.
So not Elvis, then?
Not Elvis, but pretty close.
Okay.
Pretty close. If you see him, it'd be like, you know, obviously what Elvis looked like in his younger days.
Yeah.
Over at Medina Theatre, you've got Corey Band performing the Isle of Wight on August the 26th. Into September, you've got the Little Mix Experience, Last Night at the Proms, The Greatest Love of All, the Whitney Houston tribute, dodgy T-Rex to see. God, there's loads going on over there as well. Another thing for July 23rd, the Paw Pantry Family Fun Day and Dog Show. Now, this looks exciting. It's over in Georgesfield, Beatrice Avenue, East Cowes. They're raising money for dogs from foster to forever. It's free entry. Gates open at 9 o'clock. They got a dog show, rosettes, prizes, stalls, games, raffle, food and drink, kid zone, and lots more.
Sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll go to that, won't we? Yeah.
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 Take our dog, shall we?
Yeah, shall we?
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Thank you, Graham.
No worries.
Is that the lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have we not got a closing jingle?
Oh, don't start. www.vectisradio.com